Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a story of the Baal Shem Tov, that one day one of the Baal Shem Tov's Hasidim came to him privately and said, "Rebbe, I have a very, very, very difficult Yetzer Hara, and that's why I have not been so successful in fighting my Yetzer Hara, my evil inclination. I just happen to have a very, very difficult one." Soon after that, another of the Chassidim of the Rebbe came and said basically the same thing. "Rebbe, my Yetzer Hara is so difficult. That's why I'm not so successful fighting my Yetzer Hara, because Hashem gave me a very, very, very difficult Yetzer Hara." And so too, Chassid after Chassid, each one would come separately and tell the Rebbe, Baal Shem Tov, his sad story, that he had a very, very difficult Yetzer Hara, and that's why it was so difficult for him to fight it. One day the Baal Shem Tov called all of the students and said to them, "Please put your stand in a circle with me." Everyone put their hands on the shoulders of the person next to him, and then I will complete the circle. And when I do, all of you will be able to see all of the Yetzer Haras, yours and everybody else's, and each person can choose the Yetzer Hara which they want. Everyone followed the instructions. They stood together in a circle. Each one put their hands on the shoulders of the person next to him. And finally, the Baal Shem Tov himself put his hands on the shoulders of the two Hasidim who were next to him. As soon as he completed the circle, everyone suddenly saw all of the Yetzer Haras. Each person saw their Yetzer Hara, and each person saw the Yetzer Hara of each and every one of the other Chassidim. And immediately, each person was horrified. The Yetzer Haras were so terrible looking. But of all the Yetzer Haras, each one so terrible, each person saw one Yetzer Hara which didn't seem quite as terrible, because at least it seemed familiar. Each person grabbed their own Yetzer Hara and quickly ran out of the room. The story teaches us that Hashem gives each one of us the exact Yetzer Hara which is right for us. Of course, the Yetzer Hara is something which Hashem controls. Of course, Yetzer Hara is something which works for Hashem, so to speak. And Hashem creates the Yetzer Hara to challenge us. And the challenges which our Yetzer Hara give us are exactly the right challenges that we need in order to become a better Jew, stronger in our Torah and mitzvahs, and our good deeds, and our good midos. So when we have a situation in which our Yetzer Hara is troubling us, bothering us, tempting us, which is probably every single day, we should know that this is exactly the challenge that we need, and Hashem gives us exactly the amount of ability that we need to beat our Yetzer Hara every single day, every single hour, every single minute. We may not be tzaddikim. We may never be tzaddikim until the Geula. But we can certainly beat our Yetzer Hara. We can certainly outdo our Yetzer Hara and our animal soul every day, every hour, every minute, and every second. And with this, the redemption will come so much quicker through Mashiach, may be immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.